Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. I feel like that set the scene well for this book. We're feeling sad, boy.
This book made me sad. Like, and I was not expecting to be so sad, but I finished the book, and okay, honestly, from like the last maybe like five chapters, because you know what's gonna happen.
Yes.
I was like, you know the episode in SpongeBob when he's, like, eating his hands?
Yeah.
From, like, the hatchling slasher, remember that episode?
Yes. He's like, like, the popcorn bucket of his hands?
That's literally, like, how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And then I closed the book when I finished it, and I almost cried. Like, I was actually really sad.
So, okay, yeah, so this is interesting, this book, in the sense of, I'll tell you what this book, the premise is, and then you guys will be like, oh, that makes sense. So, if you have not yet read this book, it is Adina's book. And the whole timeline of this is pretty much, it starts off with how she meets Peyton, like, 5 years ago, but then it's while Peyton's entering the trials,
yeah. And
what Adina is experiencing while she's gone, slash then when she gets brought to the castle.
Yeah, so, like, what is Adina up to during the first book, essentially?
Which, I think this book is, like, a perfect novella for this series.
Yes.
It adds to the story.
It was a cute little add-on, but you don't need to read that
for the next book.
For any of the other books. Whereas, like, Frost and Starlight, kind of same vibe, but, like, there was a lot of Easter eggs in that
one.
You know what I mean? Like, so you kind of had to read it.
And also, it's like, Frost and Starlight was still, like, Feyre and Rhys, and, like, it added some people, but it was, like this was completely her own.
Yeah. Like, she just loved Adina so much, she just wanted to give her, like, a little story.
Which I like. And I feel like, so the reason you read this book second, if you want to read the novella, is because obviously we know book one, Adina dies at the end. Obviously this book ends as well with Adina dying at the end, to her point of view, so there's really no other point after that in which they could talk about. So I feel like, you know, knowing she dies is part of the main story.
Yeah.
I also think it was emotionally impactful to start this book knowing she's dead.
Yes, and I think that's why I had more of a reaction, because I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
You know, and here's, this girl is just, like, living her life, and she's falling in love.
Right.
And then it all gets snatched away.
So, this book is similar in the sense that there's a dual point of view.
Yes.
So, again, it starts off with 5 years ago, how she meets Peyton. Okay, fine. And then you get her chapter, and then you get Makoto.
The love interest, Mac.
Makoto?
Makoto, yeah, I think that's how you say it.
But then they call him Mac, which is much easier for us.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly, Lauren Roberts.
Now, okay, so remember how last episode I was talking about, you know, the dual perspectives between Peyton and Kai felt like maybe it was a little too early for his perspective? I really enjoyed it for this book.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, it's not as...
I also feel like we'll like it for next book with, like, the revenge plot point of, like...
What is Mac going to be up to now?
But are we going to even get Mac?
I think... So, actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
I feel like... the end of his story, too?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because of how it ends.
Okay. So, okay, so Mac. So, let's talk about when he first was introduced, I guess. So, we get, again, Adina. I knew this was a book about Adina, like, while Peyton was in the trial. I wasn't expecting...
I didn't know that, though.
Okay.
I thought it was just them, like stories from, like, them being together, like, growing up.
Okay, interesting.
Like, I didn't know that it was going to take place while the first book was happening.
Okay.
So I thought it was, like, going to be, like, a cute little flashback book.
Okay, like, just total bonus funsies.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So then when I started reading it, I was like, fuck. Yeah. I'm going to experience her death from her perspective. That's brutal.
Brutal. So I knew it was Adina during the trials.
Oh my god, thinking about it,
I finished this book, like, a week ago. And now I'm, like, rethinking about it. Now I'm getting emo again.
But, like, good. Like, this series does a good job of, like... It, I think, again, it's enjoyable. Again, thanks. Sad, but, it, like, I like this series for what it is.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, we get Adina starting to talk again. So, I went into it knowing it was about her and the trials. I wasn't expecting there to be another character, honestly. Also, when Mac first came in, I literally was like, who the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. I was like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it, but I was like, who is this guy?
I feel like their romance is very high school.
I agree, but because
it just happens so quick. Right. Like, in that regard. Like, you know, what is it that... I don't know.
So, basically, the premise of what's going on...
It's YA romance. Like, it's exact... Like,
it is for sure YA romance.
Yeah.
So, Peyton gets taken to the trials. We're not going to recap the whole storyline, because obviously that was what was going on in book
one. Go check out the other episodes, losers.
Sorry. Perfect.
That's a little mean.
So, she gets taken, and pretty much right after she's taken, this guy, Mac, runs into Adina and is like, hey, I need your help. So, the other girl from the slums, from Loot, her name is Hera. He has some kind of relationship. We don't know what it is at first.
Yeah, we don't know at first.
It's someone he cares about. Hera is, like, his person who was taking the trials, mm-hmm. and he knows that Peyton and Adina are friends.
Yeah. So, off the get, I thought, like, that was his girlfriend.
Same. Thank you.
Yeah. And Adina also thinks that.
Which,
I like... How he describes her makes you think that.
Also, I like that ambiguity, though, on Lauren Roberts' part.
Yeah.
Because you're not knowing, again, if it's, like, Adina and Mac romantic? Are they not? Are they just working for the same cause? Yeah. Like, I kind of liked that ambiguity.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he tells her, I want to sneak to the palace. I didn't get to say goodbye to Hera.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really tell her his full plans, but he's like, I need to just go see her.
Yeah.
Get me there.
Yes.
However. Yeah.
Never mind. I'm confused.
No. Okay. So they bargain because Adina sucks at stealing shit. Peyton used to, like, help her and steal food.
The whole damsel in distress thing.
Of course.
She loves her sticky buns.
Which I like that for her.
But who doesn't love a sticky bun?
Agreed. Same. What do you think a sticky bun is?
A cinnamon bun.
Is it?
That's what I think it is.
I imagined it like a glazed donut almost.
Well, I think it's like a cinnamon bun, but instead of cinnamon...
It's honey?
It's honey.
Okay, I like that.
Like, I just, like... But in my mind, I imagine, like, a cinnamon bun.
I almost... Not that I want to eat this at all, because I want it to be better than this, but I imagine it almost like a jelly-filled donut, but with honey. Which I don't want, necessarily.
Honey-filled donut?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because, like, they say, like, when they squish them, like, Peyton got honey all over her hands and stuff.
Well, that's why I'm thinking it's, like, a cinnamon bun.
I like that.
Like, you know, like, it's not, like, spongy, but, like, when you squeeze... It's, like... The honey is, like, soaked into the dessert.
Yeah, I like that better, because I didn't really want a honey-filled donut.
Honestly, though, I love honey. Like, I eat honey right out of the jar.
Okay.
And so I would totally be down for that.
Okay. So, to each their own for a sticky bun. So she, like, is bargaining with this guy.
Also, so random.
So random.
Like, the sticky buns are, like, a key thing.
Yes, they are.
In the first book and now in this one.
Although, I will say, sidebar, digression... I like how he then calls her honey, because I think that's cute.
Yeah, I did like that.
I was like, aw.
Yeah.
Because typically honey is not a pet name I'm really going for, usually.
Yeah, because, like, honey kind of always reminds me of, like...
A grandma?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey there, honey.
Yeah, like, hey, hon. Hey, yeah. Honey.
But I liked it for them. I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
That's, like, a cute little...
Like, I like when somebody, like, I like when I get called honey from somebody who's, like, way older.
Yes.
You know, like, I like to call, like, kids honey. Like, yeah. Hey, hon, like, come on this way, like, if I'm at work, like, okay, come on, hon, like,
or, way. Like, even, like, sweetheart, I think that's more of, like, a...
Yeah.
Like, a younger person or an older person to a younger person.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't want my significant other to call me honey or sweetheart, per se.
Yeah.
Like, I don't say good morning, honey.
Yeah, like, I don't want that to be, like, my pet name.
No.
No.
But in this case...
It's fine.
I liked it. All right.
Because she is so sweet.
She, right.
You know, and, like, she really, she gives me coquette girl. You know that, like, vibe? The coquette girl? Jimmy. Why are you like this? You know, it's coquette vibes. Pink, frilly, bears, okay, like, fine. Fucking girly.
Yeah, okay. I don't know there's a name for it. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is, like, coquette vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adorable. Okay, so cute. Perfect.
Like, that's what she gives me.
Agreed.
And, like, Mac is, like, he gives me, like, badass, like, kind of, like, anime vibes.
Agreed. But I like them together.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
So they bargain with each other. She's like, hey, you steal from me, and I will make you, because we know that Adina sews an Imperial uniform and will sneak into the castle that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, Mac says early on...
Yes.
...that he is also a...
Phaser?
Yeah, where they can, like, walk through things.
Yes.
So she thinks that's what he is, but because they're going into the palace, like, he needs to look like a guard.
Correct.
So that way when he phases through, it's not like this random fucking person.
Correct. Now, she also immediately trusts, quote-unquote, because I don't know, trust is kind of like a strong word, but she immediately trusts him in a sense because she's never met another phaser.
Yeah.
She has this, like, camaraderie with him right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. But she also, I feel like she is, like, doesn't think bad of anyone. You know what I mean? Like, she's that type of person who's,
yeah,
like, very glasses full.
Yeah, and he even says that. He's, like, very cynical, and he's, like, she's so perky and happy and...
Yeah. What's the word? Naive?
Oh. Naive, or, like, I mean... Yeah, I like that word better. I was gonna say optimistic.
Or
but
she,
like,
kind of actually even reminds me of, what's her name? In, Crescent City. The deer shifter. Not the deer shifter.
Oh.
She's a deer. The ballerina.
Yeah.
Her friend. What's her name?
Juniper?
Juniper.
Agreed. I see them pretty much the same person.
Like, very lithe, got the curly hair.
Yeah, the cute little bangs.
Yeah, little button nose, like, super gorgeous, long lashes.
Yeah, same, I feel like they are, like, the same character, like, vibe and physical attributes.
Yeah.
So, basically, this story is their journey of she's making the uniform for him. You know, she's trying to understand him, he's... will give her, like, this, like, the shy smile once in a while. They're both,
like
breaking
not.
Out of the shells-ish.
Well, that's the big thing, is that, like, he doesn't smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But
and his story about why he doesn't smile...
Dude, this guy killed me. I was like, I don't even know you, bro, and I care so much about you.
Yeah,
this,
like,
tiny
why?
Ass little book.
Yeah, like, Lauren, why are you making us feel this way?
So, fuck.
Like,
so,
it's just, like... I told Jamie, because I finished this book before Jamie, and I was, like, just sad. Like, I'm just, like, this book,
like,
is tragic.
It is. And so, you know what I was also interested in? So, they're going for, like, the first half of the book, just, like, doing their own thing. You know, cute little moments,
yeah,
where she was chased by these, like, creepy perverts. He went and beat him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that.
He's so, like, stay away from her.
Yeah, like, I love the good vibes. Now, I was really curious, because obviously I knew this book ended with her dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was curious... Because from Peyton's point of view, you thought that, like, oh my god, she was so guilty, she left Adina all alone,
no,
yada yada. Mind you, Adina's having her own little quest.
Adina is having the time of her life.
So,
okay, common misconception that I think we both fell under was that, like, Adina was at the castle at all times. Like, she had to stay there.
Yeah, same.
But apparently not. She could just come and go as she pleased.
Right, which also crazy, agreed. But I was curious, this book, first of all, Peyton worded it, which I liked, because it was her perception of, I left her there, I forgot about her, this is really, like, shitty and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she was having this whole, like, little personal experience with Mac, and, like, living at his place with him, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was really curious how it was going to tie in, because we know from Peyton's point of view, in Powerless, that she comes and gets her and brings her to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my god, how's that going to shake out?
Yeah.
So I would say the first half of the book
is shakes out just fine.
Yeah. The first half of the book is just their little journey.
Well, I also like how he's a welder.
Yeah, he's a blacksmith.
Blacksmith, that's
yeah.
the word. Like, and he's making all these, like, daggers and stuff like that, and, like, Adina, like, cuts her hand on one, and it's, like, you know, holding on the hand, and, like...
I also like how... I like how they are described in their point of view. I forget if it's one of their point of view specifically. I feel like it's Adina's. They compare their likenesses to the sun and the moon, which I
yes.
think makes sense for them.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Because, like, they... I feel like she really plays on the whole grumpy sunshine.
Yes,
in this trope, for sure.
Which I like.
Yeah, which and I think also fits for them, because, like, how could you just, like, not love Adina? And,
right.
like, you know, Mac is just an emo boy.
Yes. Also, we were speaking briefly before we even started the episode of, like, how we visualize Max. So, again, if you've read Crescent City, Athena is very Juniper-ish with, like, darker skin, curly, like, bob-cut hair with, like, bangs, like, very Juniper. Like, she looks like that. I imagined Mac as, like, Sartak? I don't know how you say it. From Throne of Glass. Like, some kind of, like, Middle Eastern-y, like, long hair. She describes it, like, in a man bun a lot. He has, like, a scar on his lips. Yeah. Like,
see, I was getting more Bellamy vibes.
Which I like from that, too. 100. Which I feel like Bellamy is, like, a real, like,
when Bellamy grows out his hair.
So my thing is honestly, like, where I compare that likeness, like, I would be down for that actor who played Bellamy to play...
Yes.
Sartak. I'm saying his name wrong, 100%. But whatever.
Or that guy, the new one from the Dune series that came out, that show.
Yeah.
That everyone was like, oh my god, he's so hot.
Which, wasn't he...
They were, like, trying to cast him for Zayden. But now that I think about it, I don't really like him for Zayden.
Yeah, I don't mind
I think he's Zayden. A little too pretty for Zayden. I think he's more of his cousin. What's his name?
Yeah. I can't think of it right now because I'm literally just thinking of Bellamy. But...
I love Bellamy.
Yeah, Bellamy's great.
And his sister Octavia.
Why like, can't I think of...
my top.
Bodhi. That's why I'm thinking Bodhi. Of Bellamy because yeah. they're similar names.
Yeah. I feel like he's more of a Bodhi.
People
then.
Did say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like, he's not Zayden, he's Bodhi.
Yeah.
Which I like, and they're cousins, so obviously yeah. we're on the right track.
Yeah, I think he... Whoever plays Zayden, he's a little more...
rugged.
Yeah.
So that's what you imagine this guy, Mac. I don't know, I'm curious. Yeah, he's, I feel like
Makoto.
He's...
Makoto.
Yeah. He has a flair of some kind.
Makoto.
Right, right. Where do you emphasize it? That could change the demographic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I like, yeah, so that's kind of like where we visualize them as well. Then part two of the book pretty much starts where she's told she's being taken to the castle. Now, she conveniently finished his Imperial uniform. But now there's, like, a bit of a little, not conflict, that's, like, a strong word, I feel like.
Yeah.
But he starts freaking out, and he's like, how am I gonna use your power if you're in the castle already? And she's like...
What are you talking about?
I'm confused. Which, yeah.
So we find out that he's just like Kai.
Which is...
A siphon? Is that what they're called?
Wielder. Which is why you probably thought welder.
Yes.
Yeah.
See? It's all there. So he can feel other people's powers and then use them.
And that's no good.
Yeah, because there is only allowed to be one. And Kai is the only one who's allowed to have this power.
Yep.
So, which is crazy. Now, I think it's convenient that Adina knew that Peyton was an ordinary, had no power, was able to keep this giant secret, love her anyways. And now all of a sudden she's thrown into a love connection with somebody who has a power that's deadly for him, if it was to find out. But she has, it's another secret for her to keep.
But here's my thing. I do agree. I think it's convenient. But I'm also in this world where there's only allowed to be one wielder, you know, there's no fatals like allowed beside for, like, the king's one of each.
Yeah.
XYZ, no ordinaries. I also get the vibe that there's probably a lot of people who have these experiences because they have to be in hiding. Like, it which probably isn't that uncommon, I guess, is my
which
thing.
Which is just like, well, then everyone's fucking stupid in Ilia because, you know, the elites rule all. When actually you have a huge demographic of ordinaries and people who have powers that they shouldn't have.
But if you're all keeping the secret, you don't know that there's a lot of you. So, like, you know, I agree it's convenient, of course. But at the same time, I'm not overly pissed about it because I'm like,
I'm not mad about it. But I was just like, of course.
Right.
A little eye roll there.
So, she gets taken up to the castle. He's still gonna go through with his plan anyways. Which, yeah. Now, this part, I, again, also thought that she was stuck in the castle.
But she's like, nah, I'm gonna come back.
So, they end off not on good terms. Like, really upset, everyone's pissed. Mm-hmm. She's like, you had me, yada, yada, yada. Now, he uses his opportunity that night to sneak in and see her and not save Hera. Which we also know what happens to Hera from...
Yeah, from the first book. So we know Hera's gonna die.
Which is shitty for him as well.
Yeah, because Not only does he lose... Okay, so anyways, long story short, we find out that Hera is actually his cousin, not his love interest.
I honestly... So first of all, it was ambiguous. We didn't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I had a feeling it was going to be a sister or a cousin or something.
Well, Lauren Roberts obviously has something with cousins because, like, Andy, Jax, or, like...
A cousin.
Their cousin. Like, they need to be a little bit more important than a friend, so it's, they're a cousin.
Yeah, but... I got that vibe that they were probably something along those lines.
Jax also isn't a cousin. They say he's a brother. He's an adopted brother.
Right. So, yeah, but she likes the, like...
Whatever, anyways.
Adopted...
She likes the relative. Family. The
yeah,
family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, whatever, fine.
But I also felt like I kind of was thinking that, because I was like, first of all, it wouldn't be as heartbreaking if these two were just friends, like Adina and Mac.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew that Hera was going to be, like... I knew that she was spinning it so that we were wondering what she was, but I knew that she wasn't going to end up being his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's okay. My windows are just moving.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's just a window.
It's okay.
Oh, it's a little breezy.
And she won't go under the water.
No, she's like, she's stuck. Poor thing.
It's okay.
Go lay down. It's okay.
Someone's got stinky breath.
Oh, it's her for sure. Ugh. Gross. Hate dogs. Just kidding. Breath. I love dogs. Aww. Anyways, I'm a cat person. Anyway.
Same.
Digression. So, yeah. So, he sneaks in, tells her, you know, Hera's my cousin, all this stuff. Okay, fine. Now, that night, or the next day, Adina goes and sees him. Yeah, I don't know if she could leave either.
Yeah.
But now we learn his whole backstory. Damn. This shit's sad as fuck, man. I was really upset by it.
I was really sad, so... He's born with this power, obviously, and, you know, they're not out of the get, like, fucking wielding and shit, you know. So as his power is progressing, his parents are like, oh, shit, like, our kid's got this fucking, it can be, they thought he was just, like, fire for a while, because that's, like, what his mom had or something.
Or, like, he, like, did that, and he was like, oh, he manifested late, but then he all started crawling the walls, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, so now his parents hate him because of this. Which is crazy, but you also have to remember, like, they live in the slums, like, it's another mouth to feed. He goes into detail about how, like, they weren't even trying to have him, like, he was a mistake.
Yeah.
So not only were you a mistake, but now you have this fatal power that you're not supposed to have, which can not only endanger you, but your mother and father. And so, like, his
dad... They'll kill you and probably us.
Yeah, so, like, there's, like, mad beef with the family, so, the dad, like, beats him and, like... is verbally abusive, physically, verbally, mentally abusive. Mm-hmm. The mom doesn't really help. And then the cousin ends up coming to stay with them.
Because her parents died?
Because her parents, end up dying, I think. And so, like, Hera's, like, his only reprieve. Like, right. The only person who cares about him, who loves him, who, like, you know, he spends all his time with. So, like, obviously, like, you know, they have a very strong bond. That's the only person in your life who cares about you. Like, of course, you know, you would feel some type of way. And, oh my god, I just think about how he talked about how, like, why he never smiles and why he has the scar on his lip because his father was, like, saw that he was, like, laughing one day with Hera and, like,
God forbid.
Yeah, and he was like, you don't deserve happiness because of what you are, and I'll make sure that you never smile again, and, like, went to fucking, you know, start carving his fucking face.
And he was, like, also saying at that point, like, I'm gonna turn you into the king and make it easier for all of us.
Yeah,
like, I'll get, like, money for you, basically.
Fucked up.
So that's when him and Hera ran away.
Yeah, so they ran away and they just live in the slums. And he was like, no one's ever come for me. I've never heard anything. So I guess everything is just going on status quo. He was like, I don't even know if they're still alive.
Right. Damn. So, obviously, Adina now is, like...
So now
hopelessly
she's
in love.
Yeah, now she's, like, head over heels. So, she, you know, that, like, solidified it. And, you know, he goes into the whole, like, oh, but, like, I'll smile for you kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and so, he talked frequently about how, like, he helps her find his smile again.
Right.
Which I was like, god damn. Like, I'm feeling this way now as fucking in my 20s. Imagine if I read this at fucking 15.
I'm telling you. This is, like... Primetime 15-year-old book.
No, seriously, like...
Like, I'm enjoying it as an adult, but, like, yeah, wow. 15?
Like,
high 14, school?
15, this is, like, probably, like...
Primetime.
Yeah, peak for you.
This is your favorite series of all time. You know?
Yeah, so... Now, Mac and Adina are so in love, and we find out that Adina, like, she loves where they live because when she lays down to go to bed, she can see all the stars. And now you're like, well, fuck me. Actually, can I see your book real quick?
Of course you can. I don't know. This is all with the lens of, like, you know that Adina's gonna die. You know Hera's gonna die.
Yeah.
And that's fucking terrible. Like, but I also love the emotional impact of that.
Yeah. And, like, they're getting closer. Like, he's cutting her bangs for her and just, like, Pei used to. Because Adina has no one besides Pei. But Correct. Now she has Mac.
Right.
Oh, my God. So then...
And okay. It's also an interesting parallel that Mac and Pei...
I'm just gonna leave this here for right now. Perfect. I might need to say something.
It's also interesting that Mac and Pei... pretty much only have Adina as well. I know that Mac has Hera, fine. But I'm saying...
Well, not anymore.
Well, right. So it's like, at some point, especially once Hera dies...
All these loners, man.
Pei and Mac, like, Adina is their most important person.
Yes, exactly.
Which is also an interesting parallel. Like, you know, Pei... Adina only had Pei, now she has Mac, and he's doing all the stuff, like, that Peyton used to do. Okay, yeah. Fine. But then if you really think about it the other way, how... impactful and emotional is that, like, Mac and Peyton, Adina is their most important person.
Yeah.
And they don't even know about each other. Like, that.
Well, yeah, so it's funny because, like, in one part of the book, you know, Mac is, like, he's, like, thinking, and he's, like, oh, like, this is Peyton, like, the girl, like, Adina's best friend, like, I can only imagine, like, what she said about me to her. Meanwhile, Adina has not told
Peyton nothing.
Anything.
You know what I also liked as well? That was, like, a fun little area. I liked, like, Adina and Kit having an interaction or interactions. Like,
oh, yeah. And then when she also with the king.
Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I also liked seeing some of those things. But, like, again.
Because yeah. It gives another perspective.
Correct. It wasn't necessarily meaningful for, like.
The story. Yeah.
But even when Kit came in and was like, I don't know why Peyton doesn't like me. Like, yeah. You know, I guess your best friend helped me out kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, like, wear this to match her accessory. Whatever. Like, this stupid shit that, again, it doesn't really matter. But, like, I think this book, like,
I would recommend. But even after that, she had an interaction with Kai.
Right. So it's, like, I just feel like...
the constant, like, comparing, maybe?
Yes. And it's interesting. And I think, again, I feel like this book really is not meaningful to the story as a whole. But I think I would recommend it. Like, I think, yeah, like, it's not one of those novellas where you can just be like, oh, like, you don't need to read it. Like, I would recommend reading this.
Yeah.
Like, to you guys, to... whoever. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it adds to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, I think it's a great place to read this book after the first book, because you do know she's dead, and I think that really just, like, puts you in a whole new mindset for the entire book. Like, we had talked briefly, too, about it sucks, she, like, found love, and, like, now you know she's gonna die, so it's hard to read, but it's also, like...
I almost didn't want them to fall in love.
Right, but it's also one of those, again, like, corny as it may be... but, like, better to have loved and lost. But, like, I'm glad that she experienced it. Because I get the vibe that she didn't really have any other romantic relationships.
No, she didn't. And that's the thing. Okay. I need to find...
So, like, I don't know. I'm glad she had that. I don't know. It sucks, but, like... it sucks for him. For sure. Poor guy.
Bro. Just, like... oh, my God. Okay, so, anyways. Let's just get to the meat. Arby's, we got the meat. Oh my God. Okay, so let's just fucking zoom through it because I just can't. I need to say my thoughts.
Tell your thoughts. Go off. Tangent away.
Okay, so long story short, Mac and Adina plan to go have a date, right? So they're like, okay, let's meet up at my trash heap, and we're gonna
spot trash heap 5:00.
Yeah, and we're gonna watch the stars, have our little night. Okay, cute, love it. So Adina doesn't show up to the date. So Mac's like, you know, I hope she's okay. Maybe something came up. So immediately you're like, not really good.
Because again, knowing.
So we find out that Adina was taken by the guards, thrown into the dungeon. She's like so confused as to why she's here. They beat the shit out of her. She, like, can't move. She, like, can barely crawl across the cell to, like, get
break
water.
Her fingers and shit, right?
Yeah, so they fucking break her fingers. Like, what? That was just, like, the nail in the coffin for me. Because she's a seamstress. And they fucking broke her fingers. So there's no hope for her.
No.
Even if she were to survive.
I feel like at that point you almost hope for her to die.
Her life would be empty because she can't do her passion. Right?
Right.
Okay. Oh, she makes a little friend in the dungeon, whatever. Whatever. So she's confused why she wakes up in the maze. She hears people like shouting, blah blah blah. All of a sudden she sees Payton running through and she's like, oh my god, Payton! And then she's like, why does my chest hurt? So, knowing that, obviously we know all that happened from Powerless. However, we get Mac's point of view. So, being that she missed their little meetup, he's out in loot and he sees that the third trial is going to be in the bowl. And he was like, okay, like, something happened with, like, she got caught up. So let me meet with her at the bowl because I'm sure she's going to watch Payton in her last trial. And we'll meet up there and then go, whatever, do whatever. This kid goes to the bowl and is sitting in the crowd watching.
So sitting.
He watches her get speared through the heart with a tree branch of all things, and then goes into detail about how he feels her, like, power just flicker out of existence.
Yeah. And, like, I felt like, okay, this book is small as fuck. Like, you know, I've been, like, showing it. Like, this big. Like, I mean, for this much emotional pack and, like, punch in this book, way to go, Lauren Roberts.
Yeah, like, this... She knew what she was doing with this one.
Yep.
And then, so, like, we also get, like, her perspective of her conversation with between her and Pei, like, their little last words. And then she was like, fuck Mac. You know, like... And then she's sitting there, and she's counting, like, in her head, and she's talking about, like, seeing stars, like, in her vision, and she's, like, hallucinating, being back at the trash heap, fucking looking at the stars.
But at least you have a little bit
of
peace.
Like, fuck, and, you know, now here's Mac.
Devastated, clearly.
Literally watching her die, and then, you know... He's watching her dying, and he realizes that she's counting the stars. And you're like, fuck! Like, oh, this is so tragic! This is so upset. And
this is so upset.
He was... And, like, he says, like, for the girl who shines so bright that the sun pales in comparison.
Oof.
And I like how they don't say that they're falling in love, that they're tripping into each other. He was like, for the girl I was tripping into. And, like, he's watching her die, and he's like, just count the stars, Dina. Just count the stars. And you're like... I
love when Hallie gets upset about things, because it's such a rare thing.
I know, right? Because usually I'm kind of like, okay, whatever. But no, like, this was... And then, like, he's counting. Like, now he's counting, watching her die. And, like, he's saying his vision's blurring, and then... What does he say? He, like, in his mind, he goes, like, I'll see you in the sky.
Like, just, that's it.
And he's, like, crying, and then he looks up at the sun, and he was like, there she is. Like, she's the sun. And he's like, thank you for picking such, like, a close star so we could be by, like, close to each other. And he was like, I guess you'll be around to keep me company. But then we also get, so then the book ends with, Oh, yeah, so, like, when he says, like, it looks like you'll be around to keep me company, so, like, he's not gonna kill him. Because I thought he was gonna kill himself.
You were like, he's done.
I was like, it's gonna be Romeo and Juliet. Like, she's dead, now he's gonna kill himself.
Interesting.
But now I think...
Would you like that?
No. I like now that he's fucking pissed. And so now he... Now, this is why I think maybe this book is a little bit integral, because I think he's gonna make a show in either the second or the third book.
Okay.
You know, because now he's on his revenge tour.
I think if he has a part in book two or three, I will like it. I think if, say, for example, he doesn't, I would have rather the Romeo and Juliet.
I kind of
you know what I'm saying?
Like him, I kind of hope that, like, him and Kai have a face-off.
Ooh.
Because Kai's never met another...
Wielder
before, happened. Right? So, like, how... And you know how he could sense power? So, like,
right.
I wonder how that would, like, how that
shake
would
out.
Feel to him.
Right, but what the fuck? Because they just wield the wielding.
Oh, anyway, so then Adina's last chapter is, like, obviously, like, her kind of, like, in the in-between, whatever. And she says, in the end, it was all light and dark, loud and soft. I knew nothing but the memory of those I loved.
Which, that's nice.
You know, like, one a friend, the other unfinished.
Damn.
And that alone is what I took with me into the next life. But I watched warm and bright and high above, just as he promised.
Poor Hallie, give me this book.
So I put the book down like this after I finished reading it. And I was like, fuck! Like, actually, like, that was my reaction.
Okay, so on top of it being emotionally traumatizing for you, what would you rate this book?
I think I gave it a 3.
Okay.
Just because I was like, same thing. I wasn't like, oh, like, see, I could put it down, I could pick it up. I was, you know, enjoying their story, and but it wasn't really until the end that I was like, oh.
See, I might even give it a 4, because I feel like he was still a definitely emo boy vibes, but he wasn't as, like...
Well, now he's like, I'm gonna burn the world for you.
As Kai. He wasn't as Tumblr. He was a little, but not, like, the whole, like, he didn't say darling 50 times.
Yeah, he was more, like, the normal. He was more normal than Kai.
I feel like even, like, and also, for me, I feel like almost 4 stars, because, like, from chapter 1, you knew, like, what was going to happen. So, like, it was emotional the whole time. Like, even though the ending was more emotional because of, like, you're actually reading it.
Yeah.
I think it was just, like, simple, good. I'm doing 4 stars because of, like, it served the purpose for what this little tiny book wanted.
Okay.
Now, what also I like about this book...
I gave it 3 stars. I just wanted to confirm. Yeah. I actually gave Powerless 4 stars, which I thought I gave it 3.
Wow. So, okay.
Pop off.
So now, also what I like about this book, at the end, there's trivia, like, about, like, you know, what is Adina's power? Okay, like, fine. So that's fun.
Like, test your knowledge.
Yeah, and then it gives you answers. But what I want to do with you guys, our listeners, and you, because you haven't taken it yet, I did. So get your phone, because I want you to write your answers. Like, just write A, B, C, D, E, or F. Okay. You know? So I'm going to read, what is your elite power? And there is 10 questions. So easy. I will read slow. This way you guys can pause as you wish or whatever. And you can keep track of your answers.
I'm ready.
So question 1. What is your biggest fear? A. Boredom. B. Feeling helpless. C. Not feeling needed or wanted. D. Losing control. E. Not being unique. Or F. Failure. And if you want to, like, say the thing, I'll tell you what letter it is. Let me know.
Okay.
Question 2. What is your favorite way to start the weekend? A. Jump out of bed and get to work. B. Hit the gym. C. Have a cup of tea on your porch. D. Check all your social media accounts. E. Text your friends to see what's the move. Or F. Sleep in.
Okay.
Number 3.
I'm gonna be a fucking ordinary.
What's your favorite type of movie? A. Romance. B. Action. C. Documentary. D. Sci-fi and fantasy. E. Adventure. F. Horror.
Say that again. A is romance. B is
action.
Uh-huh. C.
Documentary.
D.
Sci-fi fantasy.
Okay.
Adventure. Horror.
Adventure. Horror. Okay.
Number 4. What would you consider your greatest strength? A. Passion. B. Strength. C. Compassion. D. Creativity. E. Flexibility. F. Persistence.
What's A and B again?
Passion is A. B is strength.
And then what was C?
C is compassion.
And D?
Creativity.
And E?
Flexibility.
And F?
Persistence.
Okay.
What's your favorite color? A. Orange. B. Maroon. C. Green. D. Purple. E. Yellow. F. Black.
Okay.
Number 6.
I just want to say that black technically is not a color, it's a shade. Go on.
Fine. Also, there is no ordinary, so you're guaranteed to not get that.
I'm guaranteed to be an elite. Love that.
Cool. What is the meaning of life? Number 6. A. To change the world. B. To have a good time. C. To be remembered as a good person. D. To achieve all your goals. E. To leave a legacy. F. To move up the corporate ladder.
What was A?
To change the world.
And B?
To have a good time.
Okay.
What is your go-to accessory? A. Sunglasses. B. Rings. C. A purse. D, a headband. E, a necklace with your initial. F, gloves.
What was A?
Sunglasses.
And what was B?
Rings.
Okay.
Number 8. Who is your favorite Powerless Trilogy character? Mm-hmm. A, Kit. B, Kai. C, Adina. D, Blair. If you put that, you're weird. E, Sadie. Also a weird move. F, Peyton.
Okay.
Last two questions, friends.
I'm kind of all over the map here, but okay.
Okay. Number 9. Choose a setting from the Purging Trials in Powerless. A, the Whispers. B, the Pit. C, the Creek. D, the Palace. E, the Training Grounds. F, Plummet Mountain.
Okay.
Okay, this last one is a little lengthy, so...
Okay, whatever. Just go for it.
Choose a Powerless quote. Great.
Okay.
A. Every time our gazes meet, it's like ice meeting the hottest fire, like gray mist rising on the deep blue ocean.
Okay.
B. Too stubborn to ask for my help, Gray? No, I say coolly. Too strong to need it. Okay, girl, pop off. C. I'm less haunted, but still far from healed. I suppose even trauma grows tired of its endless tormenting, if only for a little while.
Okay.
D. My smile is cold as I flip the floating dagger in midair, pushing it against the tough leather covering her heart. E. If you think a stab wound will stop me, then you seriously underestimate my abilities, darling. Fucking Kai. F. I don't hesitate. I crawl, pain and adrenaline mixing to create a dangerous concoction of recklessness.
I crawl?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Got them all.
Okay, now add up how many A's, B's, C's, D's, E's, and F's you have. Everyone else do the same.
Sorry, I have to, like, do it one by one.
No, it's fine. So mine were close. I'm just going to let you guys know. For mine, I had 4 A's, 3 B's, and 3 C's.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
You only had A, B's, and C's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Which, you know, I'm sure that's probably not everyone else, but I'm just saying.
This is the problem with quizzes like this, because I always get, like, even numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the whole board.
You'll have, like, two, for all of them. Yeah. Yes. Alright, so everyone total up your letters, and I'll tell you what you are.
Actually, no E's.
Okay.
Okay.
So what you got?
Okay, so I did a 3-way tie between A, B, and C as all 2s, but my highest was F. With 3.
So you had 3 F's, 2 A's, 2 B's, 2 C's?
And 1 D.
Okay, so that's Hallie's count. Now I'm going to read to you, and you also have the most F, so it's like a nice, ant. It's like a... To lead up. So, if you had mostly A's, you are a blazer. So you have firepower.
Okay.
That's what I am.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you had mostly B's, you are a brawny. If you had mostly C's, you are a healer. If you had mostly D's, you are a telly. Is that the one that the lady can project the voices?
Tella? I thought the telly was like...
Oh, like you...
You can like...
Tell, like portal jump? Or what is telly?
I thought the telly was, like, they can, like, get, like, pull things from, like, across the room. Oh, like Blair? Yeah, I thought that's what a telly was.
Okay, maybe. Like
but I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever. That's neither of us. Neither but of if us. You're a D, you're a telly, whatever that may be. If you're an E, you are a cloner. And if you are an F, which is what Hallie is, you are a crawler. You can crawl up walls like a little spider lizard. All right. So I also like this book because I love a little quiz.
I do love a little quiz.
Yeah. I love a little quiz. So, all right, this book, wow, packed punch.
Small but mighty.
Small but mighty. So we hope that you guys liked this book. Our episode was actually longer than we expected because
really?
We had fun things going on.
Oh my God.
Because
of that problem.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, this little quiz. Add it to the flair. All right, so now back to business. As scheduled, regular business with our next book in the
regular
series.
Programming.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say, and I couldn't think of the words. So next week, we will be starting Reckless. We're going to do that also in two parts.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
So Reckless actually is shorter than Powerless, mm-hmm. but the last one, Fearless, is kind of, I want to say even maybe a little bit bigger than the first book.
Okay, so we'll still do Reckless and Fearless in two parts each. We'll just kind of split it down the middle, however long they each are.
Bang that wall, absolutely.
Yep. Knocking them out. So, we'll see you guys next week for the first part of Reckless. Not sure what the breakdown is yet. We'll tell you next week.
I'm so excited!
Alright, we will see you guys next week.
Oh well. Bye.
Bye.